Sif Yud Aleph. What if somebody does not have enough wine for Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos day, and for Avdol Matzah Shabbos? The Mechaber says if somebody has kais echad, he has one kais, he's Mekadosh Friday night, he should not drink from that kais from the Becher, because then it'll become pogum, he won't be able to use it again. Rather pour off into a different cup, and then drink from the second cup. And then what's left in the first cup, he should use for Kiddush. Obviously, the assumption over here in this case is that for pour off a maligum off the second cup, he'll still have a revius left in the first cup to use for Kiddush next day. Mechaber says he only has exactly a revius, and therefore, by drinking some on Friday night, he's not going to have a revius for Shabbos day. So pour water in to the yain and mix it, the wine and the water, to bring it up to revius. Obviously, you're talking about a case where the wine is strong enough that by adding some water, it'll still have a teres yain and be good for Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah points this out. And Mechaber says it's only if he has another case for Avdolah. But if not, if he only has one kais mamish, enough, let's say, revius of yayin, whatever it is, so he should, Havdalah comes first, because Havdalah has less options, because Havdalah, can't do with pas, he can't do with bread, as opposed to Kiddush Friday night, could be done with pas. If somebody has two kaises, so then there's Havdalah, there's Kiddush Friday night, and he'll not use yayin for Kiddush Shabbos day, because Kiddush Friday night is kedima to Kiddush Shabbos day. So you have Havdalah, Mechaber is really the highest priority, Kiddush Friday night is second priority, and Kiddush Shabbos day is the third priority. Now, that which the Mechaber said, to pour off from the original Becher into another Kais and drink from there, and this way the original Becher will not become Pogum, this is not so simple. Mishmur brings the Magavram, goes with Taisvus, the Kais of Chayva, when you drink, there has to be a Revius Yain in the Kais when you drink. You don't have to drink the whole Revius. You can drink a Malugma, which is like Rav Revius, a little more than half. But the Kais has to have a Revius. And therefore, Mechaber says, you pour off a little bit from the Kais, a little bit, make sure you're left with a Revius, drink blood, look with it, and then when you pour it off, pour it back in. And that's Masak at the Begimah, and Simakuf Bebez, this also of Kais Pogum, that's Masak at the Begimah, pouring it back in. In the other Achranim argue, Maskan the Mishnah Berurah is to go to the Magen Avraham, Tesha Shabbos goes like that, like the Tesvus, not like the Machaber. You pour off a little bit from the original Becher, drink from the Becher, and then pour that little bit poured out back into Masak and the Begimah. And that's the halacha, that's what you do. Now, Machaber points out, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he's supposed to be making Kiddush in the Kais Mali. Now, with this whole plan of the Shulchan Aruch over here, by day, obviously it's not going to be a Kais Moli anymore. Because you already made Kiddush on the Kais Moli Friday night, some of us drunk, and now you have Revius, or you're a Moizik Samayim to make into Revius for Shabbos day. So now it's not going to be a Kais Moli. So he says, fine, Kais Moli is Nama Akiv. But he says, Pashut, if you have an option of a smaller Kais, that's just a Revius that you can pour into and work with that, you should pour into that and work it out to have Kais Moli. Now, the Mechaber said, the Havdalah is the highest priority over here. Even higher than Kiddush Friday night, because Kiddush Friday night, you always use Pasuk, always use Challah. Mishnah Berurah says that some argue and say Kiddush Friday night still is Kedima over Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah says, even like the Mechaber, the Havdalah is Kedima over Kiddush Friday night. If you have Sheikh, if you have beer, or whatever nowadays we consider Chamar Bedina for Havdalah, you should still rather use the Kiddush the Yayin for Kiddush Friday night, because you can still use Chamar Bedina, he says Sheikh, for Havdalah, Matzei Shabbos. As was the Kiddush on Sheikh is not so Poshet, using Challah is also not so Poshet. So therefore, if you have Sheikhar, or any other form of Chamar Bedina, we would say nowadays, whether it's coffee, tea, iced coffee, whatever it is, save that for Havdalah, and highest priority is Kiddush Friday night, and second highest priority would be Kiddush Shabbos day, and Havdalah would be lowest priority, since you have the option of Chamar Bedina of Havdalah. Mechaber's talking about someone who does not have Sheikhar, does not have Chamar Bedina. Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a basic Knesset, and you have a choice, then Kiddush basic Knesset, or Havdalah basic Knesset, which one has priority? You only have one Revius of Yain. Havdalah definitely has priority. It's used to Moitzi people with Havdalah, as opposed to Kiddush and Shul, which is only a minute, because it's not Kiddush Magen Besuda, and it's not really Moitzi anybody. Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting minig, the Magen Avraham brings a Sharks and Gedola, that you should use a big Becher Friday night and make Kiddush on it and then leave over some and then pour be Masaka the Begima and use it Shabbos day and Masaka the Begima and use it for Avdal Matzah Shabbos. But other Achem of Fakfuk on this minig, and therefore we do like our minig, we don't do this shtick with using a big Kais and then taking a third, a third, and a third. See if a Bey, someone make Kiddush and afterwards he washes the Mitzvah, he makes Tils Daim and makes the Racha Mitzvah Lechman Aretz. If someone washes from Mitzvah before Kiddush, Mechaber says he's Megala is Dast, he's in a big rush to have Chalo, so he should rather make Kiddush Alapas and Al Yain. You know, usually we don't do that, but here he's Megala Dast, so he should do that. Also, Mishnah Berurah says, but see, for the fact that making Kiddush now on Yain is going to be a little bit of a hefsek between the Tilas Daim and the Mitzvah. The Ma says, no, Lechatchila, once you wash from Mitzvah before Kiddush, and make Kiddush Al Yain, and make a Mitzvah afterwards. Mishnah Berurah says, even the Mechaber agrees, for the people who are, the Baal Bayis, who are not actively making Kiddush, it's Lechatchila for them to wash from Mitzvah before Kiddush. Only for the Baal Bayis, it's not. But, because he's making Kiddush. But the Ma says, it's always Lechatchila. Since by Kiddush Al Pas, you wash from Mitzvah before Kiddush, it's always good to wash from Mitzvah, and then make Kiddush Al Yain, and then make a Mitzvah afterwards, and the Kiddush is not a hefsek between the washing of Mitzvah and the Hamitzvah, because it's Tzarech Zudah.